something to think about. Something very important about your health.
Brush, 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 brush your teeth, please do it. Brush them night and day. Those very thick hair will keep them there, and they'll never, never move away.
And excitement. Now, let's start.
What's up? This is Richard, and we are Geeko Radio. Let me turn this down a bit.
It's February 22nd, I think. 21st.
Yeah. Keep talking, Adam, really quick.
Hey, what's up? This is Adam.
What's up? Alright, talk, Justin.
What's up?
Alright. Torin, we got Torin with us. Torin, what's up?
Represent.
Welcome
represent.
Back to the show, Torin.
Yeah, I was banned, actually.
Nice to have you back.
Jenny, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Nothing, just adjusting your mic. All right, Holly, talk.
Hey, what's up?
Are you going to share a mic?
She's a hottie, guys. She's hot.
Hey, can you talk really quick in the mic, too?
Here's mouth. Hey.
Hey.
She's hot, too.
My girl.
Hey.
What's up,
how you doing?
How you doing, girlfriend?
Hey, baby.
Talk again.
Hey, guys.
All right, no. Not you, mouth.
Oh, sorry. Here's my...
No.
What?
Yeah. Okay, awesome. What's up, everybody? Alright, we gotta focus now. We have no show notes.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Alright. Yeah, so, shout out already to Commander Zig for complimenting me on my remix.
Awesome, Mickey. Hey, can you turn it down just a bit?
If you only can see your haircut, Adam.
On the mixer or the system here?
Can you on the, in your system. Hey, can you, just a bit louder. Hey, can you go get the show notes for my printer? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, how are we sounding now?
Yeah, we sound good.
Yeah, we're down to the wire, people. We have a lot of... We basically rewired the system here.
Yeah,
you know.
Totally rewired the system. Which kind of sucked because we had an interview like an hour ago, so...
Yeah, that's kind of...
But she wouldn't leave.
Oh, that's
joking.
Okay.
Joking.
But
you guys...
We love her.
We love her. To death.
It's like Paris and like Nikki.
No,
and
there's like
right
a 10-page show notes. Where did those go? 10 pages.
How is there 10 pages of show notes?
That's hot.
How is there 10 pages of show notes?
Yeah.
That's
we
hot.
Have,
all right.
We have 10 pages.
There's confusion going on here in the studio.
Are we have to focus?
Yeah,
we
talk. Here we go.
If you don't have a mic, don't talk. If you don't have a mic, if you're not talking about on the show, don't talk because it's background noise. All right.
Okay. Awesome. Well, let's start off the show with
yeah.
This is our what?
Well, I was going to mention okay. Geek Club Radio AIM name. Send us your questions.
Yes, mention that.
Also, send in your pictures for the listeners page.
Yes.
Over to geekloveradio@gmail.com.
Yes, that's geekloveradio@gmail.com. Or you can send it to one of our email addresses or something. It all goes to the same account.
Yep.
But, yes, so I'm going to go get the show notes and you guys can start off. we're going to come back and I'm going to talk about the trip to LA really quick and then, we can start off the show. We got a ton of emails, so we're just going to hit a couple of them up. Yes, Justin, would you like to say something?
No, I'm just excited to be here.
Just raise your hand if you
okay,
need it.
I'm glad to be here.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, we know that all too well.
I'm really happy. Actually, this is the first time Rich has let me come. I'm really
give
excited.
Give him a mic. That's scary.
What's that?
So let's let Adam take the lead because he's the host here.
He is a host.
No, you guys are doing fine. I can
okay.
That's what I'm worried about, Adam. Keep going.
All right, well...
Let's talk about your trip. You're going on spring break, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to Puerto Rico for spring break.
Any
we know what's down in Puerto Rico.
Now, hold on. Any particular reason? Puerto Rico, get a good tan.
We'll have some friends in it from there.
Good call.
So
good call.
It's only costing me $340 to go there for 11 days.
So if I want to go, is that feasible? Or?
It's too late now.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
And actually, there's like...
And I don't think Torn's allowed to leave the country, actually. There's some about that. Some travel advisory.
I'm going down with 7 other girls.
Oh, are you kidding?
Girl's house. Yeah.
So you're telling me the radio show's done wonders for you.
Oh, my goodness.
So...
Keith Love Radio really works, guys.
No, it really has nothing to do with the radio show. It's just...
Oh, he's just that good.
Yeah.
It was a haircut, honestly. I came in here, I wanted to date him, okay? That's how bad it was, right?
Awesome. Alright, I have the book of show notes.
Yeah, we have a book of show notes this week.
Whoa,
we
where were those hiding?
It's 10 pages. Dude, they were right on the printer.
Printer? I'm sorry. I looked on the floor and I was like, no.
You should have put them up online as a text file so we can...
Oh, I forgot about that, man.
Because now no one has them except for...
For me.
That was the whole purpose of not printing off all of them.
I know, I didn't have time to. I can throw them up.
If you want to, we can take things off, like, start things out.
Here, hold on. I'll give everybody a page. How about that?
Everybody?
Hold on. Oh, well, we all really don't need to read the email. So, like, as long as one person reads it and we can pass the thing out.
Sounds good.
Alright, first, can I talk about the trip really quick?
I'd love to hear about the trip.
Go ahead.
Did you even call his friends and tell us?
Shut up, man. I'm busy. So... Torrin, shut up. So we went on the trip. Adam couldn't go, obviously, because of his stupid professor.
Yeah.
Which we saw. We won't name any names, but yeah. That kind of sucked.
Burned down, though. I did good on the exam, though.
You did good on the... That's
good
all
job.
That matters, then.
Because if I got an F on that exam, I would have been really pissed off.
Yeah. So, let's see, what else? So we get to California, and...
I meant if I stayed, took it, still got an F. Yeah, then I would have been pissed off.
So, let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, we went to California, and we got there, and, like, we got off the plane, and there was some guy holding up a sign, like, with my last name and Holly's last name on it, and we're just like, huh. I'm like, let's go with this guy. And Holly's like, what the hell?
Well, I didn't
know what was going on. She's just like,
I didn't see that he had a sign with him.
Yeah, well, because
I can't read.
He just starts taking our luggage, and I
might be good looking, but I never learned how to read.
Yeah, well... It was kind of funny. I think I shut my mic off.
Alright, he said it was kind of funny. He's shut his mic off here.
Test. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
I did shut my mic off. Sorry. Anyhow, we got there and we were talking to this guy for a while. He picked up our luggage and we didn't even know what hotel we were going to. We didn't know what hotel we were going to or anything, so it was kind of weird. We're like, hey, so where are you driving us? And,
he's taking you to his...
You need to click the thing on.
He's taking you to his house to go in the basement. In the hole.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. It just shuts me down.
Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah. Now, I'm trying to fix the volume now. Because something fucked up. Okay. Anyhow, I'm going to have a diary of the trip on the internet. Of the trip, and we just went on G4. We talked to people. They did their little spiel with us, and it was good. It was fun times.
You don't sound that excited, Rich. Come on, let's hear some energy.
Energy.
You're on TV, man.
Dude, I'm like just busted my ass to get this to work right now.
And we're very proud.
We are.
Yeah, thanks. I can tell.
I can tell. We're really any louder right now.
Shut up. Alright.
Ooh, that sounds about it.
Okay. Alright, let's just go in the show.
I got some feedback on the Tech TV thing, though.
Oh,
like, the guy who interviewed me was, the Kevin
Turin. Yeah.
I didn't think he was that polite, really, at the beginning. It was part of the thing acting thing I don't know about, but he's like, it's a borderline honor.
Okay, well, they scripted
it. I would have been like, what? What'd you say?
What'd you say to me, bitch? Well, it was like the way they had it set up for us.
They made it seem like you guys just walked in the door and they're like, hey, they give you like 30 seconds to tell you what you're going to be doing. And then
that's more or less, we like got there and they're like, hey, this is, so here's some note cards. Read these, memorize these.
Because you guys seemed like really disoriented and I could tell, too.
Yeah, well, it was like... Okay.
Holly, did you memorize something? I'm
hey,
proud.
Justin.
God, Justin, what a tool.
Alright, so we got there, and, like, they made us memorize, like, or read from cards and stuff like that. So it was kind of, like, out of the ordinary. We weren't, like, acting normal or anything, so you can, like, tell him. We're just like, so,
yeah.
Kevin. Da-da-da.
Yeah, it didn't seem like... It made it seem really cheesy.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Smokehouse was like, he didn't mention radio. He didn't mention you.
Oh,
yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I felt kind of bitch for the first few days. I was like, what the hell? I didn't get mentioned at all.
They were so strict about, like, what we could do.
And I changed the website. They said co-founder Holly Jacobs.
I know. I felt really bad.
It's like, what? What's going on?
It, like, the way they had it set up.
But now it's even more pissed off at my professor. But it's okay, though. I just blamed it. I blamed it all on my professor. So.
Yeah.
It's like.
Like, the way that it happened...
He's dead now.
Gosh.
That idiot. No, like, the way that it happened was that they had everything, like, scripted already for us. Like, they're like, okay, you're gonna walk out the door now, and you're gonna say this. And then, like, they asked us a question, and they're like, okay, now we're gonna go to this other scripted random nerd generator thing, and we're gonna do this for a while. And it's like, okay. And, like, so when can we talk about more things?
Yeah.
And, like, he had note cards to read, and he's like, I'm not going to go from the note cards. I'm just going to ask you a question. And we're just like, okay. So, like, trying to pimp stuff, and especially with pimping. Like, they were really strict about that, too, because, like, I asked a guy, and he's like, well, because of advertising, like, advertisers that are advertising for that specific show, and, like, without permission, I don't know. It sucked. So, like,
yeah.
There was so much that we couldn't do.
I know, it just seemed like you guys were just really disoriented. I think I made it harder, too, because you guys look like you're pretty nervous.
Yeah, it was kind of nervous-ing. Nervous-ing. Anyhow.
Your hair looked different on TV than it does, like...
Now?
Yeah.
Because my...
Like, you had, like, you had the...
Oh, I had the spike.
The more of a cleft.
Now, my question is, did they give you, like, a makeup artist and everything?
Yeah, they did.
Because, like, people who saw the video was like, he looks kind of like Eddie Munster.
Eddie
Munster!
Isn't that what I said? I'm like, I kind of look like Eddie Munster in that.
They something, whatever they call it, the Widow's Peak.
Yeah, the Widow's Peak.
We can shave that off.
I cut it off. Well, the lady that cut my hair didn't do a good job, and she left, like, the Widow's Peak. I got a big Widow's Peak, so...
But
it kinda sucks.
The TV appearance did give us lots of hits to the site.
Yeah. Anyhow, let's start with the show.
Yeah.
Completely. We have new blogs up, we have new pictures up, and, let's see. First, before we start into emails, I just had this news article that I wanted to read, and it was about... this is Manhattan restaurant that, it's clothing optional, and, like, all these nudists went to this one place, and I'm gonna have this exact link to it on the site when I get it up, but I just wanted to mention it, because that would be really awesome to go eat at a restaurant and just be naked sitting there. I would enjoy it at least.
Okay, so you show up, and then, like, you check your clothes
back? Yeah, you,
like,
check your clothes at the door.
Like a coat? Okay. That's pretty cool.
Do you guys
you
know?
Check your clothes at the door.
Someone named Jason is like, how can I connect to the stream?
I have no clue. Okay.
You don't know.
Alright, we're gonna jump into the first email.
Alright, let's go.
Alright, first email.
This show's so unorganized, right?
I know. Well, the whole show's gonna be emails, because we have a crap load of emails, and I feel
thank
bad.
You for reading some emails.
Yes. So I feel bad not getting to all of them, so we're just gonna do emails. The first one, it says, I saw you guys on G4 Tech TV on Valentine's Day. What do you do when you like a girl but don't know what to say to her? And this one's from I can't say his name. Henri. Alright, so what do you... Torin, any advice?
If he likes a girl and doesn't know what to say to her.
Yes.
I mean, has he ever talked to her at all? That's
yeah.
Yeah. Or is it like he's talked to her but
yeah.
He's
like...
He's talking in the shows. I love it, Ollie.
We kind of need to know this guy's intentions. Is he trying to have a kid with this chick? Or is he trying to
get the baby? There's Torrin again. Because I find that it's easier to talk to someone after you talk to them at least one time.
Yeah.
If you're sitting in the shadows, like, never talk to her, then, yeah, of course it's going to be hard.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you talk to her, it gets easier.
Yeah.
Because then you find out what you have in common. And
yeah.
You never know. It doesn't hurt to try. It doesn't hurt to try.
That's what I think, man. Like, you won't know until you try it, at least.
Yeah.
That's deep.
That's deep.
I need to go deep on that one.
Deeper.
Alright.
Give it a shot.
Just go for it. Go for it. Just talk to her, man.
You can do it.
Alright. We have some really long-ass emails this time,
yeah.
too.
I'll read one.
Do you read fast? You're good?
I read really fast.
Alright, read email number two.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a long-time techno junkie and computer geek. I got addicted to personal computers when my school bought two Apple computers back in 1980. I am now 40 and still single, and it's hard to find a woman that's interested in computers, online gaming, science and technology, etc. That's my age and willing to accept someone my age. I don't yet have a family or kids, as most women don't consider me as a prospective spouse. I still want kids, but most women close to my age don't want kids, have already had kids, and don't want more or can't have kids for medical reasons. I have been looking for many years and seriously need help in finding a compatible partner. I have lived in places like San Jose in the heart of Silicon Valley to where I am now, Marshfield, Wisconsin. Marshfield is a center for medicine and medical research. Can you give me some suggestions on how to find that someone to build a life with? I have checked out many sites, and the members seem to be mainly in their late teens and 20s, and most of them are still in party-hardy mode, not interested in older men. This is signed Anonymous.
All right, well, Anonymous.
That Anonymous again.
Yeah.
Older, younger,
the first
everything.
Thing I think of is a what. What are you doing out there to meet people anyway to begin with? Because it sounds like you're not really trying to meet people. You're just kind of saying that.
It sounds
because
like
of
you're
my
definitely
age,
trying the internet.
Yeah, the internet thing. But
and
really,
honestly, Adam, you know, I tried that. And
you can't rely on just the internet to meet people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But dude, like you said, he's in his 40s, and you know, typically
know,
the
yeah,
bar
gonna,
scene.
I know he's not going to look quite right at a club or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, what's up?
And if you want to actually find the ladies your age, probably, to be honest, check out the churches. Because they're not going to be in party-hardy mode at church. You never know. Check it out.
Yeah, he's into that party thing, you know?
Well, he said he wants to find someone that's not into it, ready to settle down and have a family.
Sure. He's more in tune to find other women who are pretty much like him, in the same age bracket, and not really dated yet. Or
well, he could try
at church? Or where?
No, just single 40-year-old women who really haven't done much dating.
I don't know.
Single 40-year-old women doing single 40-year-old things.
Or 40-year-old single women, you know, that's about my parents' age group, you know.
Just not so much worry about having kids and, you know, that's kind of long-term. You want to get the relationship
kind
first.
Of a scary thing to jump into right away. I want to have kids on the first date.
Hey, let's have kids right now.
I've said it.
Let's have kids.
You need to focus on step one first instead of step two, three, four, and five at the same time.
Makes sense to me.
One step at a time.
Yeah. One step at a time. Awesome.
Ready to move to the next email?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and go to Shannon.
Let's have okay, Shannon. That works.
Shannon's going to represent
for email number three.
I want you to read it like it sounds.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Oh, good. It's not one of the Joneser things that I didn't understand last time. What's up, guys? Like the idea of the Love Talk show. I have to say the girls on your site are so hot.
Yes, they are. I'm in person. I'm looking at them.
And
hey,
back to the email. Okay. Shit.
Right there.
Hooked on phonics works for sure.
It's a wonder they have guy problems. And I have to say that Allison is the most beautiful green-eyed girl I've ever seen in my life, and that is no joke. Pass that down to her from one geek to another. Laugh out loud. Anyways, keep up the good work. Making it on the screensavers is big. Well, any geek would think so. I want to be on it one day. Keep doing what you're doing. Peace. From Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Chris, man. Represent.
Thanks, Chris, well, to her for the email.
That was just a shout-out email.
Yeah.
We accept shout-outs.
We accept shout-outs. All right, I want to read one.
Oh, we have one from Richard, who's 18 years old. Go ahead, Rich.
Since my name is Richard, I think I'm going to read that.
Hi, my name is Richard.
Hi, my name is Richard. That is my name. Hi, my name is Richard. I am 18, and I am having a really hard time dealing with a breakup. I've only been with this girl for 2 weeks before she broke up with me, but it's a relationship of 2 years in the making. She became my best friend, and I loved her for a long time. We decided to start dating only 2 weeks into it. When everything seemed to be going well, she decided to dump me. But for some reason, okay, that makes no sense. I'll just reword it. The reason is I'm iffy on it. Okay. Totally not making sense. We have a long distance relationship, but we're living in the same town starting this summer. She says that she needs space to fix things in her life, have better relationship with God, but she feels the same way as she did before about me. And she wants us to be together in the end. She expects me to have faith in that we'll be together. I'm having a hard time dealing with this. Anybody have any pointers? It would be nice to get an email back. Okay, and then it says, thanks for the help, and it's from Richard.
Richard, age 18. Yes. Thanks, Rich, for your email.
No problem.
And, well, you know, I actually had a chance to look at this email earlier because Rich sent me the notes. The only thing that I have to say, advice-wise, is if you're always focusing on this one girl, you know, the next girl could come by and you could have your head in the clouds trying to get this one chick. And, you know, if that one girl that you're supposed to be with walks by, what are you going to do? You know, you're not going to be looking for her. You're going to be having your head stuck in the clouds with this other chick.
Yeah, very, very nicely spoken there. I mean, pretty much, you know, if you got your head stuck on one chick, and I've been in this situation, you know, definitely the relationship was only about 2 weeks, but as you said, it was 2 years in the making. Obviously, we're very close. It's something hard to get through, you know, especially if you have this feeling that she is the one and you believe in fate and all that, like it's going to come back around. You know, it's a tough situation. What do you think, Adam?
I didn't get the question because
I was retrieving the camera.
He was getting a camera, dude. He was getting a camera to see. Shannon, any pointers?
You know, I mean, if you really believe in fate and you think it's going to come back around, then, I mean, you know, you got to let it go first. I mean, if it's going to be there, it's going to be there. So, I mean, you know, you got to open yourself up to new experiences.
And also, you know, the moment you quit looking, it's usually when you find something.
Exactly.
You know, that's what my good roommate here, Justin, has told me many times.
Many times, this works out.
All get out.
Yeah. One step at a time. Quit looking towards the future. You never know what's going to walk in front of you.
Good advice. Yeah, I did just, you know, if you can go find other women, I mean, it's not going to stop you from not liking this woman. I mean, you can go out and meet other people, too. What's that? Yeah, you can read the next one.
We have a question from the listeners.
All right, what's the question?
Do you want to go without her now?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, I won't drop the screen name, but it says, hey, love the show. I have a question. There is this girl who I know who has a cousin who has a crush on me.
Who's a cousin?
I don't know why it's a it's a huge... It's a huge crush, and I don't have one on her. She doesn't have a crush on her. She's making it difficult for me to even hang out with any other girls because she's constantly clinging to me, and any time she's not clinging to me, she looks all upset. I want my space, and I want to tell her that I don't like her, but she's been my friend for a long time. What should I do?
My suggestion is just to be honest. If you're friends and she's really your friend, she really cares about you as a person and a friend, she should be understanding. And if she's not, then she's not the kind of person you want to be a friend with anyway.
Nicely said.
And also, you don't need to be really cruel about it. Like, I don't want to
be
your friend.
Be honest. I mean, there's no reason for you to be crude or snotty. Just honest.
And sometimes it does take being kind of cruel, though, if it's not getting the point across. You know, like I said, start it easy. And if that doesn't work, you have to maybe move to a little harsher tone. And take
yeah.
time.
If she doesn't get the hint and is constantly pestering you, then maybe the friendship isn't meant to be right now.
Exactly.
Maybe she needs time.
Hey,
that's for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, we had kind of another question like this earlier. Didn't you want to talk about it, Holly?
Yes.
From Anonymous.
I talked to Anonymous today, and he has a problem where...
Oh, just keep talking.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to hear better.
He's having a problem because he is friends with a girl, and he doesn't think anything more of her than a friend. But the other night, he accidentally kissed her at kind of heat of the moment thing, I guess.
Accident, huh?
That's what he says, accidentally. So he doesn't know what to do about it now because he doesn't want anything to come of it because he doesn't like her like that.
But does she like him?
I guess so. I mean, the way he made it sound.
Okay.
Yeah, the way he made it sound that she does. But he doesn't. He just wants to be friends, and he doesn't know what to do. So.
Okay, very, very nicely done. I don't know. I mean, I think as far as the accident term there, I mean, maybe he's just not coming out and being honest.
Exactly.
Maybe he's trying
to get that can be
that's
something.
That's what
like
I said. I was like, well, how do you accidentally kiss somebody?
Yeah.
There's got to be some feeling somewhere in there.
He just said it was maybe a heat of the moment thing, but then he realized
what
that.
You're doing. What would cause you to be in a heat of the moment like that?
I mean, that's
the question here.
I
don't find myself walking down the street in the heat of the moment, lean over and kiss somebody.
Oops, I fell on her lips.
Yeah, well, it happened. It happened.
It happens, okay.
The point is, like, he doesn't want anything he realizes, so.
Yeah.
So what should he do about it?
Be honest with her. You know what I found is
honesty.
The greatest thing to do?
Honesty
is a great thing. And you know what? If you can't say it face to face, a good idea, type it out in an email.
you know, okay. Digital ages are here, so
everybody
has email
accounts.
Type it out.
That's the worst.
Email. If you can't confront her straight up,
you ain't got the balls.
Really, I copied and pasted this off of my friend's website,
though. So.
Congratulations.
It was an accident.
Hey, I think we should write, like, pre-scripted templates
for people. Yeah. Mail version.
You're
going
to have to put a disclaimer before you put
that up. I'll write them. I'll, take out names and stuff, and then I'll be like, and then people can just insert names.
There you go. That's the way I did.
People can, like, thank you for a good marriage or blame you for a horrible marriage.
I remember at Valentine's Day, it was a poem that you could actually just type in your girlfriend's name and, like, something that she liked, and it would actually, it was like one of those
$5 poems. A piece.
You could type it in, and it looked like you wrote this gorgeous poem.
No, no, no.
These love songs. You can have this guy sing her name in a love song.
All right, listen, yeah, they kind of talked about it in the screensavers in the episode that we were on, but, like, all right, we were walking down L.A. on 3rd Street Promenade, in Santa Monica, and, like, there was this lady there that was writing love poems. It's free. Like, you just walk up to the lady, you'd give the lady, like, the person's and the name that you wanted the poem for, and then just, like, some little words, you know, to add into the poem. And she'd write,
like, you know,
yeah,
who it
she'd
is.
Write
yeah.
the poem, like, completely, like, right there, like, an hour.
Like,
she's
in,
like,
an hour, you're supposed to go pick it up.
Yeah, she's like, come back in an hour and pick it up. And we're like, okay. So I'm like, I go, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to write a poem for Holly. Well, I'm going to have her write a poem for Holly. So, like, I gave her just, like, some words. We saw monkey, so I, like, put monkey, and then I put, like, I just some other things in it. So, like, yeah.
No, yeah, it was
yeah,
seven.
It's like monkey love.
Dirty words.
Dirty words, ooh.
And that in it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Only you, Richard.
No, it was good. I'm going to scan it and put it on the website, and then I'm going
to print it. We need to get her on the show. We need to fly her out here, guys.
You want to fly her out here?
Yeah. Fly her out here.
Okay. We'll fly her out here. No, like, yeah, she was really cool. Like, she's like a accomplished, like, poet and stuff like that. Like, I was looking at her profile. But, yeah, it was just kind of odd.
Like you, Richard. I mean, you're very unique. Obviously, you're just feeling around.
You know how I do.
Oh, I know how you do. You're pretty creative.
Uh-huh. Yes. All right.
I'll read another email.
Adam,
let's let Adam.
I just read the listener question.
Yeah, what's up, Rich?
Let's let Adam read an email.
Richard,
Holly, your turn. It's a small email.
Is it just a shout out?
No, this one's
Justin,
small.
Don't even
five, yeah.
Patrick.
You're not gonna. Why did you bring your homework? It's not like you're gonna freaking. Oh, I'm gonna do my homework on the show.
She's studious, Richard. All right.
This email says, "I don't really have a problem with the ladies, and I'm not really a geek. I know a whole bunch about computers, but I act normal, and as if I am not a geek. I really want to go out with some girls, but I'm not sure if I want to commit. I can't really understand why. Maybe fear of the problems it might cause. I'm not sure. Any ideas, or should I just wing it and see what happens?"
Wing it for real. Just get up in that girl's face, son.
just wing it.
Invite them all over to your room. Turn the thermostat up. Get some cushy pillows.
Good advice, Shannon. I don't know. Ooh,
have a pillow fight.
I'm going to have some dreams thinking about that.
And have a pillow fight.
Holly, what's your advice on this situation?
Well, I would tell him just to just go with the flow. Like, don't really go out looking for something because, you know, things just happen that are supposed to happen.
I like the man on the mission,
like,
book, though. You just go out to the mall, you're like, I want to pick up any old broad that goes. That don't work? Okay, do that.
I don't think so.
You actually called him?
And he called me.
Oh, okay.
Dude,
your banishment has been lifted.
Oh.
You gotta turn it on, dumbass.
Evidently, I have to type. That hurts, Rich. That hurts down deep.
Thanks.
I didn't know that you had to turn this button on to talk, so.
Yeah.
He's a smart one, folks.
That's what the on off thing is for.
Read it up, read
email
it up.
6, flying right through. It's 10 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us at Geek
Whoa,
Radio.
Do you have a caller? Is somebody calling us?
Do we have a caller?
Yeah, somebody's
calling. Coming from toll free.
Yeah, answer that.
Let's go ahead and answer. Let's see how it happens.
First caller.
The green button here, Rich?
Yeah, answer.
Oh, we got a caller.
Hello?
Just hang up. Okay, we're good.
Hello?
Hello.
Caller,
can you hear us?
Represent.
Hey, how about I just drop the number since people are wanting to call us already, I guess.
Yeah,
just drop
sure.
Paris Hilton's address book on.
All right.
It's a 1-800, right?
It's a 1-800. Hold on.
Okay.
I guess that doesn't work either.
I called
from Miranda.
It looks like somebody's trying to chat at us.
Yeah, dude, we're connected for sure. Like 30 seconds right now, call time.
Yeah, I see
that. Well, it's free, so come on.
No, not for us. Yeah, not for us. Hold on.
Oh, I think we lost him.
Yeah, they just hung up.
They hung up on us.
Moving on.
Sorry, we tried.
Let's go to email number six. Hi, my name is Matt, and I am 27. I recently dated 5 years ago. Recently dated 5 years ago.
I think you mean that five-year relationship.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that
gotcha.
Could be. That could
gotcha.
Be, Adam.
That was at the end of 1999 and 2000, dated in 2000 and broke up in 2001. At the time, it meant so much to me, and now I have not dated ever since that. I had flings then with girls, but nothing like my ex-girlfriend. And at times, I've been thinking of my ex-girlfriend. I know that's okay, but I just think of the good times. After we broke up and went out for the next week to a country fair, and we felt weird and didn't know what to say, and we really missed each other. I was 21 at the time, and she was 34. In my mind, I never had a girlfriend and never went on a date and such. It was my first love, and yes, it sucks. I never had sex, and we had a good relationship and oral and such, and we tried sex but didn't go too far, and I am thinking if size mattered. I guess it did to her. And for me, I never had a girlfriend, and I'm kind of embarrassed being uncircumcised towards other girls. And also, I am very shy also.
Oh, I got a fact for this email.
Okay.
Continue.
Part two. Also, recently, I've been talking to this girl that I've known for years online. Yes, online. Mm. On AIM and on MSN and such, and in chat rooms. Also, she is Christian and very weird. But a good friend, and so-so as a good girlfriend, but always. When we talk about anything about film and porn and such, I'm not talking about porn like talking about it 24/7, just as conversation, but she doesn't want to talk about it, and when we talk, we just want to know about something that's going on, like the how are you talk, and then we don't talk much here and there, and she doesn't like talking about film in general, and I am like a smart person, and people in IRC is saying not to talk to her. Also, the pain in the ass is she's 2 hours away from me and can't come here due to money. And I would pay for things and such as meals and such too, so...
2 hours.
I can't tell I am such a geek and don't know crap. P.S. Was wondering what to do later.
All right, for the circumcision thing, this is a fact that
yes.
I've heard. 80% of males are
uncircumcised.
Did you know
80%?
80% of men are uncircumcised.
Yeah, but you got to think about what's the world around.
That's right.
I think in the United States, circumcision is...
Yeah.
Okay. It's probably like 90%.
It's a majority. Uh-huh.
It's a majority.
I think it's like a marriage.
But like around the...
Well, yeah, you don't sound like you like it that much. My question is, you made a comment about size matters. Girls, size matters.
Not necessarily. It's all in like... I mean...
It's not the length,
gross.
It's not the size.
You know,
it's
how
you make it right.
Many times have I heard girls answer this question,
it
depends
done.
On the girl.
What?
It depends on how it's done?
It depends
how
on the girl. I've never heard any universal answer to this. It's always... Like, they're like, people say it
It's
does.
Totally how it's done, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of...
But, okay, yeah, opinion, fair enough.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, it's just kind of like...
But you... What I said earlier is it doesn't really sound like you like her that much. There's all these, but this, and but this, but this, but this, but this. Maybe you should just look for someone
exactly.
else.
Exactly. I mean, and you kind of have some contradictions in here. You're proud that she's Christian, yet...
You're
questioning why you guys are talking about porn all the time. I've just seen some kind of a contradiction.
No, she doesn't want to talk about porn. She doesn't want to. And I think that he said that it was
She doesn't want to talk about it, but that's what I'm saying. She's Christian, and you have to understand why she wouldn't want to talk about porn like every 7 hours, you know?
Yeah.
Why would anybody not want to talk about porn 24/7?
That's Torn chiming in once again. I'd say, bud, you just got to take it one day at a time. You know, everybody has their first love. You can't always think that first love's going to work out, though. It's like, I was reading a statistic. It's like 2% of first loves actually make it all the way until, like, you know, you die. It's like 2%. So you got to realize that, you know. Don't hang on to something that's not there.
Yeah. Oh, but don't give up on something that's still there. No, I'm gonna have to definitely contradict Justin on this because I definitely feel the exact opposite of Justin. You know, I was definitely hung up on some old lady for a while, and you know, obviously she just didn't work out. But I mean, at the same time, like Shannon said earlier, you know, if it comes around, it comes around. You know,
but you think a 2% rating there? You have a 2% chance. You think it's worth wasting your life away until you're 40 years old and then you realize, ooh, she's married and has 5 kids.
I think that it's worth checking out other people.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, if you've dated 100 girls and you're still coming back to the same one constantly. Dating does not mean sex, Torin.
Oh, you did.
Oh,
But just if everything brings you back to this girl, then maybe there's still something there. But don't be afraid to try other things and date other women.
But make sure that
or men, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, if you're sitting here like 4 years later, 5 years later, you know, and you think about that girl, of course you're always going to remember the good times. Nobody ever remembers the bad times.
That is
so
true.
It's a lot easier to remember the good times.
Yeah.
She said if you're alone, that's
yeah, I totally agree with that.
Right, well, hey, you know, if you still have problems 10 years later, then it's time to see a psychiatrist.
Our bathroom's over there. Hey, alright, I'm gonna drop this 1-800 number.
10 years later, it's time to start talking to somebody serious. It could be a problem. If it's been 10 years, you might need to think about seeing somebody professional.
Alright.
Well, I mean, what a
next email.
We were talking about we were talking about, you know, using, you know, for the amount of time you're together, divide that by, divide it in half, and that's the time you really need to kind of recover. I mean, if it's a long relationship.
Is that seriously the truth?
Yeah.
And my question is to the guys in the room,
yes.
What do you think is the best way to get over a relationship? Is it better just to date right after, or do you think there's a time that you need to be able to mourn after a relationship?
Since Adam recently got a relationship last year, so.
Well.
Yeah. I can.
You can.
Why don't we chime in?
Alright.
Well, I was in a 4-year relationship that ended back in 2003. And, my first reaction was like, okay, I'll go out and find somebody else. But.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to get serious with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just kind of. I realized I was just kind of being a jerk, kind of giving people false hope that maybe I wasn't interested in a relationship with them where I wasn't. I was just kind of out there proving to myself that I was still in the game. But
and this was pre-haircut, right?
I had short hair back then.
Oh.
Okay. I only had short hair for the last, or long hair for the last
6 months. Or
six,
seven,
7 months.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you had all the ladies coming. Had his hair cut up and whatnot.
I did pretty well with both long hair and short hair, though.
So, Holly, what do you think of that?
Oh, for me, I think there's a certain amount of time that I have to, like, have to get over it before I can, like, date other people and, like, give them, like, an actual fair chance, you know, instead
something
of just, like, a
Adam
rebound said thing.
Adam
that's
got
not going to work out
something that
anyway.
I would mention is that when you're in a relationship and you break up, there's always these people that are around you that see, like, ooh, now you're single. Now I'm going to go after you.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to wait for the term, whatever.
Yeah.
And I had that, too. Like, my ex-girlfriend's friends and everybody, you know, just...
They couldn't wait to ride the Adam or what.
You must have heard some good things about the
road. But it's just kind of like people don't respect the fact that maybe you're trying to get over it.
Yeah.
I think there's a different stereotype for girls versus guys on something like that. It's more that the guy's supposed to just say, you know what, screw it. It's all her fault, you know, and then they're just supposed to find the new chick and go out with them that Friday night, you know.
The other person gets excited because you're single now and you're available as far as they can see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you're just, you know, vulnerable and mentally damaged.
Yeah, to yourself.
So.
Alright, I'm going to drop this 1-800 number for people to call.
Like it's hot.
Let me find it. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like hot. I think it's going to ring on the air, so I don't know. The number, if you want to call in, is 1-800-710-3684. I don't know if I got this connected right. So, if for some reason it's not working, then we'll get it fixed. We just switched to a new... The person that gave us the 1-800 number, Doug, he just got us some new software, and there's been some glitches and stuff trying to get this hooked up. But we took, like, the echo away. We fixed the echo, and we got everything else fixed, except for the glitch on getting people to actually call in.
Yeah.
So the number...
And our wireless is kind of screwed up right now, so...
Yeah, and the wireless is screwed up. So our number is 1-800-710-3684. It's free for anybody that wants to call.
Well, that's a good toll-free number, by the way. We're going to have to find some word that comes out of that.
I was thinking about that too.
I think it's 710-DOUG. No, I don't know.
710-DOUG? Okay. Do we want to move on to email number 7, guys?
Yeah, go for it.
Moving right along. Thank you, Matt, Tech Pepsi Thomas.
Oh,
from last
wait,
game.
Hold on. Let me see if
this
caller thing works.
We got a caller.
It must have an IM.
Or they just hung up on us. Awesome.
We're getting prank calls already. That's pretty sad.
Damn it.
Is your love line?
Shut the fuck up! Words of Shannon right there.
I want to bring this up. So you guys mentioned prank phone calls and dropping the number.
Yeah.
Like, yes, this weekend, Saturday, Paris Hilton's
Doc
address book
yeah.
for her sidekick was put online because people hacked her account. So all of her celebrity contacts, whatever, plus the photos that were on her phone, everything, like her email, her messages on her phone, all made public.
I have one thing to say. God bless marriage.
And I got it when it was still pretty new. So a lot of these people's numbers, you call the celebrity and they'd actually answer the phone.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Doug called.
Who did you call?
I called X. And found out it was Nick Carter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty tight.
He was hung up, but someone else called, and he's like, "You get my number off the internet or whatever."
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Awesome. All right, let's see what this call is.
I called Ben Diesel too.
Hello, you're on Geek Love Radio. How's it going? Hello. I heard static.
You got a little static.
Not working.
Evidently, it's not working this show.
No,
it's not working.
The photos that were on her phone were.
Anyhow.
Any make money photos?
Shows that she has lesbian or bisexual interests.
Are you kidding?
Lesbian or bisexual interests?
Yeah, pictures of her topless kissing other women. I think one of them.
Wow.
She's kissing Lindsay Lohan while she's topless.
Oh! I pay money for that. Where can we get these at?
We're
all over the net now, but.
We're all over the net.
I just think it's funny. It's like.
Yeah.
She already had the sex tape get leaked, and now she has this.
Two
sex tape.
Which is actually interesting, because I was just watching on TV, and now she's,
And she is not, she doesn't do anything. She's just a trust fund girl. Yeah.
No,
she's got it.
I come to South Park, like, what does she do? And they're like, she's a whore.
She's a whore.
Well, you know, you get that every once in a while. All right, let's go to that email number 7. Right. Hello, my name is Tony. I've been trying to ask this girl, Ashley, to go out with me. I haven't told her my feelings, and I think we're friends, but I still get nervous when I'm around her. And I was wondering if there was anything you could tell me to help me to tell her my feelings, and any advice about that would also be appreciated. She is really into art and creative thinking. Is there any way I could incorporate this into my attempt to woo her? Now, my friend Mike is good friends with her. Would it be a good idea for him to talk to her and find out what she thinks about me, or just ask her myself? Okay, there's a whole list of questions here, so let's start with that one. Should Mike do the asking, or should he go do it?
That's high school.
Yeah,
level.
That's like, let's be in junior high.
Yeah, don't do that.
This girl out for me.
Yeah, let's go have my best friend do that.
So, yeah, I think you need to head out there and ask yourself.
Friend really likes you.
If you're going to do it that way.
Did that for me this weekend, right?
Okay.
I did do that.
The creative question?
Yeah, is anybody has any idea how they could... to get some, like, creative art things going in there.
Well, speaking of that, you can look at my blog, because I've been posting stuff like this every day now, or every other day.
Like a creative idea?
Yeah, a creative idea. Like, I posted about the one I had for Valentine's Day, how it'd be a really good idea to just do it now or any other time for the heck of it.
Yeah.
And this idea was, you have to have a car with a CD player, first of all. Yeah. But you put together a mix CD on your computer, but before you put it together, you take one of the songs, and you splice it, and you record a message for the person in it, like... take her favorite song or something, and while she's sitting there singing or dancing in the car, it interrupts it and it says something really heartfelt or something.
Wow, that's
sweet. Catches her off guard. Well, that's kind of so.
You like that, Torin?
That's nice.
It's romantic, yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's a great way to do it.
And or we can draw a picture for her. It took me like 2 hours to finish just shading on your upper lip.
Yeah.
Okay, next thing. Oh, this is a good one because it brings incorporates friends. Also keep in mind her and find out. Okay, wow, this is a good one. Also keep in mind her friends are as wild as she is, and I'm not sure if I could ever fit in with her friends. Could this cause a problem in the future? I'm here to tell you that if you can't get along with her friends, her friends will kick you out of the picture. You don't even have to worry about doing it.
Well, I mean, you got to think, if she's hanging out with these friends, she obviously incorporates some of these same characteristics.
Exactly.
So.
Right. Birds of a feather flock together, man.
Yep.
Alrighty, next question on that, it keeps going. Or should I just continue hanging with my friends and let her hang with hers? You know, bud, you're at least thinking about that, so that means you kind of might be leaning towards that direction. I think you already know what the answer is to that one. And lastly, I really do like this girl, and I want to be more than friends, so if you could give me any advice, it would be greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Tony. Anybody have anything? Holly, let's hear something.
Yeah, let's hear something from Holly. She's one of the females, because us men's getting old.
What was the question?
So basically, he likes this girl, and he wants to be more than friends. Can you give him any advice? But keep in mind that he's very nervous around her. And he doesn't know how the friends are going to be and everything like that.
Yeah,
you know?
This is quite
your typical
with the friends.
Let's see some woman.
The friends might be a really big issue if you really, really like her. I mean, just talk to her, be her friend first. There's no reason you have to be her boyfriend right
exactly.
away.
Exactly.
Well, he said he's going to be interested, but yeah, I think you're right on the first. You meet a woman, you know more about that. But, I mean, if your friends don't like him, right, it's not going to work out. That was his question. It says, down the road, is this going to cause a problem? Down the road.
Yeah.
I don't... Yeah.
I think. Yeah, friends... Girls talk to girls about everything.
Girl things.
So if all of her friends dislike you or whatever, then it will, unfortunately, influence just about everything. So.
Say something about her being wild, like it's kind of a bad thing, something that you don't like. I mean, if that's really the case, maybe you can't try to go out and change her. That's a big
true.
Yeah, yeah, that's totally not going
to
work.
Something I'd like to mention is he was talking about down the road. Well, I think when you get in a relationship, you kind of conform to the other people that are around you. You're going to start acting like those people. You're going to be into the same things.
True.
So make sure that those are things you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, as far as wild and crazy, I mean, one suggestion, how wild and crazy are they really? Have you just maybe seen one incident? I mean, why not hang out with her friends and her once, see how it is? If you think it's a little too crazy or whatever, then back off. You know, it's not going to work out, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you're really nervous about approaching her when she's with her friends, then don't let any opportunity where she's not with her friends to approach her and talk to her.
Yeah,
I mean, those...
You never know.
Keep in mind she's always with her friends and you can't friends. Just...
Exactly. Yeah, true that, Sam.
Oh, I don't know. Sure. If you say you're dating her, not friends, I don't know exactly how that works. And girls
well, I like that, Adam, but the girls would disagree.
Do you think when you date at first it's the entire group of them?
No, I think that it is you're dating her, but at the same time,
don't
I'm not going to lie and say that her friends won't have an influence.
True.
Yeah,
you never know.
Her friends might like you. I mean, you're not going to know unless you try.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just try it out, man. That's the advice from the station right here. All right, next email here, Justin.
Next email? Wait, can I read one out?
We have an IM.
Actually, let's do the IM. This is a good IM, so.
Okay, here we go.
I'll go ahead and read this one. Okay.
Okay, my problem is that I'm a nerd. I go to an all-boy private high school. I don't get out very much.
Ouch.
So I have absolutely no idea where to find girls, specifically girls that have the same interests as I do, games and computers. And once I find these girls, how can I approach them? Well, since I never got the problem solved on my computer, I'm going to listen to your show and when you post it on your website. So thanks in advance. I have to sign off now.
Awesome.
That comes from...
Psycho monkey.
Oh, okay. That's a hard one. I mean, definitely. Hopefully, you have some girls in your community. You can go to the, meet them somehow socially. I mean, outside of school, obviously, because that's not going to work.
Do some volunteering. Who knows? Something way
out
there.
Hey, no, for real. I've recently been doing some serious volunteering, and honestly, girls do like that. If you give up some of your time. Well, yeah, you're not doing it to get laid.
I'm volunteering.
Okay.
I'm helping kids walk across the street so I get laid.
Yeah, that's obviously
and
wrong.
And if you're touring, you're hoping that it's not the kids.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That is horrible. Baby.
I'm going to have to say, you're my God, Justin.
Working at
your thank you,
home.
Richard. I'm not the worst.
Is this your little brother?
Shannon, you speak from experience.
Well.
Well, then.
Yeah, well, back to this guy's question.
Yeah.
He needs to get more, get involved in activities outside of the school.
I don't know where he lives.
And also... From what I've known from most schools that are similar to that, they usually have, a sister school, don't they? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, boy. You hit that up for a little...
We had a friend that went to an all-guy school.
Yeah.
And he...
had a sister school.
And he had a sister school, but, he had the same problem, he couldn't find girls because, obviously being in an all-guy school, lack of girls,
Well,
the nuns start looking kind of high.
Let me tell you one thing. Coming from a school where I was related to, let's see here, 6 of the girls in my senior class, there were 9 girls in the senior class.
And
I realized one
and
thing.
I dated one of the girls I was related to.
And that's a cousin type thing, but we'll leave that an issue for later on the discussion. But, I realized you got to go to other towns, man.
We went everywhere.
You have to go out. You have to go out of your town. You have to leave your comfort zone, and then you find someone.
Expand.
Yeah,
yes. He needs to expand.
Justin's like, I can drive 20 minutes to get.
Exactly.
Go to a club.
I mean,
even
in his case,
right,
if you just met
go
some
out to fun places.
If you can find out where maybe like there's a co-ed school around, maybe they have a football game or something or a basketball game, go to one of their games. Like, you don't have to, even if you're out of place, you can still go.
And my idea is that there is some guy in that school that is dating a girl.
Just a shot.
If you can find that guy, most likely this guy
he holds the magical
key. Probably has friends.
Either that, or he can lay some pipe. One or the other.
Yeah.
And if you can find this guy and this girl, maybe the girl can bring a whole new group of friends into the picture, and you won't be playing computer games on a Friday night.
Exactly. You'd be playing mind games for the rest of your life.
It really sounds like you need to meet more women.
Torin,
just go out. It'll be good.
I think even if he combined going out with maybe listing himself on like an online dating site or whatever, it might help out a little bit.
And you know what? Speaking of online dating sites, my good friend Torin here just recently became a subscriber at www.passion.com. I don't know if we can drop that.
Too late.
It's live. It's great. So Torin, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and tell me? Number one, how much did it cost?
I honestly, this is what I kind of want to explain, because Adam and Richard both actually discussed and kind of reviewed some online dating. Remember that? A couple shows back in the day?
Yeah.
And I just kind of want to come on and say that. Honestly, I think they are actually a scam.
The online dating thing?
Yeah, honestly, I got on. Here's how it started. It was
I didn't do anything I had to pay to like sign up for.
Well, I know.
Online are free.
And that's fine, because...
I didn't want to have to pay.
Yeah.
And it's like paying for sex, you know?
Yeah. And there's lots of stuff like that. Where
it might be worth it for the, you know, half hour that you're there.
He's getting on Passion. It's horrible. Well, here's the thing. Like, basically, you can get on for free, like Richard said.
And we can find his profile.
That's the way to do it.
You're going to find his profile.
And I'm not dropping that on. So,
oh, we'll find it. Don't worry.
Well, I don't know, Mike. Never mind.
You can find it lucky later.
Actually, you know, here's the thing. I signed up. It was $30.
Yeah.
But their catch is nobody can email you back.
Oh.
You pay an additional $29.95. And I didn't know that, so I'm emailing all these girls, you know, just like to say, hey, what's up? Well, I'm wondering, hey, I'm not getting any responses back. Am I that looking? And all of a sudden, they post this thing as like, oh, do you want to upgrade your account so they can email you back?
That sucks.
Are you serious? So what I do, drop another $30. Still, the only girls who emailed me back were, you know,
they were all wanting to have sex with you, and they were all gorgeous.
Not all of them. Just one is from Ames. One was from Ames, and like she actually looked legit, like her profile.
Yeah.
So I emailed her. She emailed me back.
Yeah.
And the email looked legit, so I emailed her back. And then come to find out the email, and she actually sent me and was like a spam. She wanted they want you to sign up for some sites.
That sucks.
I think they're garbage, so don't sign up for them, especially.
And every once in a while, you do get an interesting email like Torin got from. About a glory hole. Now, if nobody is familiar with this, you need to check it out online.
I mean, just type in Google.com.
Check that out.
37-year-old
woman. But basically, Torin got an email in regards to
from
somebody from Ankeny, Iowa. Who was like, they wanted to know if he would be willing to have sex.
No. There's
okay. Hang on.
A glory hole. That's the thing. There's no. You know, you don't see this person, but that's what makes it scary. Like, this lady basically said, would you come out to my house and experience the glory hole? I'm not going to get into detail what that is. And then
Woohoo through a hole in the wall.
Yeah, basically.
And let somebody else pleasure you.
And then in the same email, she asked me to perform the service for her husband. And I'm like, hell no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I was like, this is what I paid $60 for? And have some old lady from God only knows where want me to get her husband on?
We just pulled that to say. And there's, like, freaking nasty
ass
women.
No, dude, no. I'm telling you.
Quality.
Well, I'll be honest. There's a lot of hot chicks on there, but they're all fake.
It's all fake.
Like, none of the people on there, I swear to God, are
real. I'm gonna tell you now, like, the site that we've found, like, best, you know? No. Well, OkCupid's all right.
Okay.
Like, Face of Jewelry, though, not only, probably just because, you know, they want to pimp us out on their site, too.
Oh,
so we'll pimp them. Face of Jewelry.
Yeah, they're pretty decent.
They're all right. I don't know.
Well,
it's kind of hard, though, because, I mean, like...
With
Face of Jewelry, like, if you paid, I think it's... $18 or $20, I think.
Yeah,
like you actually get their AIM or their Yahoo or their MSN.
Yeah,
I would have to
talk to them directly.
Torin's not about the begging.
Well, yeah, actually, they did.
you dropped $60.
But yeah, you dropped $60.
I'm not begging though.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, you spent $60. You must be desperate. All
right, I'm gonna read the next email.
Like, doo-doo-doo.
All right, it says.
I don't know, like, for $30, you can have a nice date for $30.
Exactly. All right, the next email says...
I don't know
where you find the girls for $30.
I meant, like... I mean, that's enough to pay for a nice meal or something.
Could have got you in the strip club. I mean, come on.
I mean, you
that wouldn't get me in the door.
Alrighty.
I mean, $30 is not that bad for a meal.
Well, see, I went out this last week.
I spent on dinner was $50.
Hey, guys, I don't want to bring anything up, but Torn does have an interesting story to tell about this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about
How about this?
We read this email and then get to it.
And then we'll get to the story. How about that?
I'm just like looking at Richard.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take
your email going to be, though.
Okay. This is a short email.
Okay.
It says, I saw you guys on Screensavers, and yeah, I wanted to check you guys out, and I also thought Holly is hot, alright, not...
Ow.
It's hot, alright. Not much, I hope I can tune into you guys, but sadly, I got night school, and it ends at 10 p.m, so I hope I can catch you later on during March break to see how you guys are. Alright, I hope I can listen to you guys live soon, then toodles, Jason. There's, like, no punctuation in this sentence whatsoever.
He was just rambling. Let it go.
It's all right. So, do we have our instant message?
Torn know out there that, yes. That guy that was talking about the glory hole was probably a gay guy. And he probably was, yeah. That's why I didn't go. That's why he didn't go.
There was one moment where I briefly thought about it on a really lonely night. But other than that, it's been all
right. And rotten.
So bad, man.
That's right.
I thought you liked being a virgin.
They're telling us. Oh, we won't tell them, though.
So, yeah. What's that?
Trying to get to drop a website. All
right.
Yeah, there's too many people talking, so.
All right. If you want
to
talk,
would you like me to interview Torin about his blind date?
No, how about I interview him?
You have to implement.
Yeah, well, see, Richard hasn't heard this story.
What's
that? There was no question. It was just
a shout out.
It was just like Holly's hot.
Say something, Holly.
Thank you.
I'll be in your glory hole.
Okay, what I'm going to start with, I'll let Rich get to the interviewing part, but I'll call it entertainment for me because I got to see the whole thing in progress. This story begins with my friend named Torn. Torn's my cousin. He lives with me.
Yes.
And my dorm. It's a wonderful piece of... But anyways, to make a long story short, Torn found out through a mutual friend of mine and Richard's.
She had
a friend that... Ethnicity is Asian because Torn likes Asian people, but that's another night. And anyways...
Did you have to mention that? Okay, sorry.
And anyways, Torn wants to go out with this girl because, you know, it's a blind date and Torn's been single for...
way too fucking long.
Basically. Basically, his right hand's starting to hurt. It's just getting bad. So, anyways, just to make a long story short, Torn starts prepping for this date a long time in advance. And Justin, in the process, likes to play on Torn's fears here. And so we tell Torn all...
Dude, this is
going to
make me look horrible,
girl.
By the way. Thanks a lot.
I tell Torn all sorts of different things, such as this girl has an overbite, she's got, like, braces on her teeth, she's got messed up hair, she doesn't shower.
No, he seriously went into long detail.
And I had Torn going for about a good 25 minutes, scared out of his mind. It was great.
Well, honestly, I'm not that shallow, but I've just never been on a blind date. And he did have me worried, honestly. I'll be honest.
So anyways, the blind date finally comes up to the special night. After going to the buckle, and Torn picks out the outfit, which the ladies like to do, you know?
Dude, weren't we making fun of the guy at Red Lobster the other day because he did that?
Oh, yeah.
I swear he had the tags on the... Like,
yeah, it was like, hi, give me that mannequin outfit.
Anyways,
so Torn goes out for the night. And Torn, why don't you tell us how the night began? All
right, Torn.
On that note, because, you know... I'm just this horribly shallow person, I guess. Basically, the night was, like Justin said, I had kind of prepped for it because, yes, I've been ridiculously no-play, so...
hang on. There's a little thing we left out. Valentine's Day, Torin sent flowers to the girl before he even met her, before he went out on the blind date with her.
As a nice gesture.
Isn't that sweet?
He went off on
her.
Oh, I did go off.
Well, because I thought he was going to send red roses.
If you spent, like, a ton of money, then that's kind of ridiculous.
No.
Doesn't it look...
Yeah. Center a little bit,
yeah.
Then that's...
It was just 10 tulips. It wasn't roses by
name.
That's
like flowers for sex, man.
Dude, I wasn't planning on getting laid.
Shut up. Sick.
Oh, yes. Some females on my side. That's all good.
Okay, so continue, Tori.
Okay, so to get this really long story really short, basically...
continue, Tori.
Yeah, basically. So basically, okay, Valentine's Day, I sent out 10 tulips,
to this girl, just basically to say, you know, I need to seal the deal before some other guy jumps in, you know. And she was ecstatic, you know. She emailed her friend, which is Richard's friend, Richard and Maya's mutual friend who set this up, emailed her and said, you know, I'm really ecstatic to meet him. He sounds like a really cool guy, which was what I was hoping to get out of it, you know. And so I actually, she called me to thank me for the flowers. It was a very nice deal. I called her back. We ended up basically setting up, it was going to be Saturday night, and basically Saturday, I just kind of getting things ready, ended up, she gave me really good directions, but she told me when I came to a dead end, there was going to be 3 dorms, just give her a call, she'd come out, we'd go from there.
Yeah.
Well, I get to this dead end, there's 3 dorms, I grab my phone to call her, and my phone says car kit. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I've never seen that in my life. So I'm like, well, I'll hold down this button to turn it to, you know, manner mode and then silence, or manner mode then normal, right?
Yeah.
So I could call her. Well, I accidentally locked the phone. And I'm like, don't know my password.
I'm supposed to contact
Yeah, I'm supposed to call this girl.
Did
like,
you try
right
all the
now.
Defaults, dude? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I tried all the defaults 10, 15 minutes. I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? I don't know which one of these dorms it is. I don't even, you know. I was like, what the hell am I gonna do? So I drove to this gas station, and obviously I'm thinking to myself, this had to happen now. It's never happened to me. I've never had anything like this happen. So I go to the gas station. For some reason, the clerk here is like America's cell phone representative. He's like, let me see that phone. I'm like, all right. He's like, what's the last 4 digits of your phone number? Yeah, the only 4 numbers I didn't try. Yeah, I locked it.
6969.
No. So he hands me my phone back. It still says car kit. And I'm like, whatever. I just got to call her, tell her what's up. So I go out, get my phone. I try and call her, and I can't hear her. So then, you know, obviously if I called her and then I hung up, she called me back. I tried to answer, couldn't hear her. I'm like, oh, great. This is just awesome. You know, because I have no way to get a hold of her. So I go back in, and this attendant, who's like the cell phone master again, he's like, oh, run that under the blow dryer in the bathroom about 5 minutes. You'll be all right. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I know. I'm serious. Like,
I'm like, what the hell is this
Nothing
guy?
Has ever happened.
I think this was really God. It had to be God.
Seriously, God was doing, I don't know, if she was like running late or if I was just too early. I don't know. So I go and blow dry it, like he says. 5 minutes later, what do you know? Car kit goes away. I call her. Everything's fine. I thank the guy. I'm like, dude, you're the master. I don't know how you would have figured that out. So.
That is so crazy.
Apparently, if the bottom of your phone gets a little bit of moisture, it'll say car kit, and you can only hear through the earpiece. Just, you know, future blind dates in case you really mess up. So I go
to her. Solves all those problems. Thanks,
so man. I called her up, and she's like, I explained the situation, and we were pretty late for dinner at this point because it was about 40 minutes by the time I got this going.
No wonder she didn't.
Yeah, so I went over, and honestly, a friend of mine had shown me some pictures of what could possibly have been this girl.
Yeah.
Just because I was a little curious, you know. But he's like, I don't think that's her. I'm not sure. So I kind of have an idea who this girl is. And I go upstairs to her room, actually. She comes around the corner, and I am just, like, shocked. This girl had to be seriously one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen in my life. And I'm just sitting there, like, shocked. Like, is this the girl? That would be good.
Yeah,
you know.
She's friends with the...
Yeah, well, I know. She's, you know, but you never know. Friends say, oh, I have a really hot friend. You never know. And either way, I was going to go out on a date with her, but she ended up being, you know...
And then this girl just happens to say, oh, hi, you're here to meet my sister. No.
Oh, no. So
she wakes up from the dream.
Yeah, whatever. So, no, my dreams don't stop there. So, anyways, we end up going out. We have a really good dinner and stuff. We go to... can I mention the restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay, Sam and Gabe's. I give them a shout-out. It was really excellent food. It wasn't too badly priced, and... Yeah, it was about 50, 60 bucks for both of
That's
us, so
cheap,
it wasn't bad. And but the problem was when we got there, we had about an hour wait, and honestly, you know, a blind date, what are you going to do? You talk to the person, so...
It's a good bonding time.
Yeah, it was a good thing, so we talked. And, you know, she's a really cool girl, but we definitely found some things out about each other that, you know, our personalities don't really match up as far as, you know, a serious type thing, so
yeah.
We just kind of were like, hey, let's just hang out, whatever. So we had great dinner, went back to her friend's house, and at this point, I haven't had a drop of alcohol in 3 weeks, because I'm trying to stay dry, just because I know I have a serious addiction problem. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, it's cool. And I'm telling her about it. I'm like, you know, I've been driving about 3 weeks.
As he's shaking uncontrollably.
No, honestly, like, I was just responsible.
Wine anyone? Wine?
I know my own habits. You know, I'm a very addictive personality, so I just quit drinking. And basically, we ended up going back to her friend's house, and it just happened to be margarita night.
Now, let me tell you.
Right.
Torrin, what are margaritas made out of?
Yeah, that's right. Check.
Yeah.
And what is Torrin's? Oh, Torrin's favorite drink?
Well, what
not tequila.
No, but no, I mean, I like tequila because it gets you ripped. Oh, my God. But here's the thing. She goes, hey, you know, you're just telling me that you're dry. You don't have to drink. And I'm like, it's margarita night. What am I going to do? Stand around and watch you girls get hammered? I think not. So what do? Yeah, that's right. About 7 margaritas, basically a 3/4 a bottle. Yeah, 3/4 a bottle of this. But I'm fine because, you know, I'm so full. I don't realize that obviously the reason I'm not buzzing is because I'm still digesting this food we just had.
And
well,
then.
Yeah, well, hold on. Then, so my day
dates, like, hey, you know, I'm going to go freshen up, whatever, and I'm assuming so I can talk to the mutual friend and discuss it. Well, in the 5 minutes she's gone, I went from straight up sober to completely hammered. Like, I was gone, and straight up Gandhi, and they wanted to go to the bar, and I don't know what the hell happened to me. I've never been that drunk without throwing up in my life. So they were basically worried about me at that point and were like, oh my god, you okay? And I just passed out on her couch right there, and they went to the bar without me. So, end of the story, horrible blind date at the end. You know, it worked out good until I got blown. So, great story, right,
I
Justin?
I thought that's a great story.
You got drunk and not blown.
Ouch!
Thanks, Shannon. Remind me that,
thanks,
yeah.
For the wine, Rich.
Yeah, and so I called my dad to explain the date, and he said, you know, son, you know, I'm not so worried you got hammered, but usually you wait till after the girls passed out. I'm like, oh.
What do you wait till after the girls passed out? Oh, ouch.
Anyways, so, I don't know. If anybody's story is horrible as that, let me know. It's ridiculous.
Send them in. Let us read them.
Yeah. Yes, please, send them in.
We'll laugh at you, too. Don't worry.
Yeah, even worse, I called her to apologize. Just basically say, you know, hey, my bad for getting hammered, whatever, and... You know, she didn't even call me back, so it must have been really bad. I have no idea. But, you know, I put my 2 cents in, tried to straighten it up.
Sorry, awesome. I passed out on your couch.
Sorry, I'm an alcoholic.
Anyways, all right, off
how
of
you
the story.
That, man.
If you wouldn't have gave me a trough of tequila, I wouldn't have drank it.
Oh, my God. All right, so off of me.
Awesome.
It makes me want to go on a blind date just so I can have a story afterwards.
I had the
you don't want a story like that.
I had the man beast.
I just always get
the what? The man beast.
Man
no,
the man beast.
I talked about it before, the chick that just chowed down the steak.
No, we went to
she didn't have a beard. No, we went to this like nice restaurant, Martini's, and like I wasn't very, it was late, it was like 9:30, you know, 10, so it was like almost closing time sort of thing. I figured she wasn't going to eat very much, you know. Not that I took her at 10 because she was running late.
Did you have money on your...
No, I had okay. money. Okay. I could pay for whatever she wanted on the menu. I didn't... That like, money's not a problem. But, like...
Oh, is that right? I need to go out.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
No. Okay, but now the thing is, like, I'm sitting there. I'm like, all right, I'm going to have a salad and a soup, you know, because it's not... It's late, and I wasn't very hungry.
And did she out eat you, Rich?
She had a steak. She ate, like, the 16-ounce steak.
You wouldn't? On a first blind date?
And the baked potato.
She's like, shit, I'm taking this guy to the bank.
You know, he just said he has all the money in the world.
I've never
problem.
Had a steak before.
I'm getting 3 doggy bags here. We're filling my pockets up.
It seriously was like that. Like, she ate all the bread. I've never seen...
Wait, maybe
she had
to eat.
Okay, Richard, you can have the butter.
Did you guys even talk? Because it sounded like all she did was eat.
She ate, like, most of the time.
And you were just, like, talking about yourself.
She chowed down.
She's just like,
She chowed down on so much food, man. I've never seen, I eat a lot sometimes, but I could not eat what she ate.
As Richard thinks to himself, damn, I better get my money's worth later.
Exactly.
Richard's like, are you going to finish that? She's like, hell yeah, I'm going to finish that.
Bites his hand, stabs his hand with a fork.
Get your hand off that last dinner roll.
Yeah, she's like eating my crap from my plate.
You going to drink that, you going to eat that soup and that salad?
Watching you eat makes me sick. So
thanks, honey.
I just have one question.
Okay,
go ahead.
Did she have dessert?
Yes, she did.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you have dessert?
The woman that can finish.
No, wait. You know? Not only is this a dessert, it's called the big ass dessert.
Okay. Oh, the martinis? Oh, yeah. Dude, that is a monster.
This thing is created for like 6 people. It's like
it's
a party
it's a
of
half
steak.
Part, it's a half carton of ice.
Yeah, half. Yeah, seriously. No, it's a bowl. It's a full carton
of ice
cream.
Like
this
little,
like the Neapolitan, like yeah, that kind of ice cream.
And then it has chocolate all over it, and then it has like
whipped cream
and like cookies.
Thousands of cherries.
It was like ridiculous. She ate half the thing. I seriously have never seen a girl eat so much. So that's why I call her the man.
Some ladies that are out there tonight.
Well,
the girls have to say like
I'm totally floored. I've never even ordered anything like that. That's ridiculous.
Well,
I can't even believe it. It's so funny.
You know what though?
Best story, Richard, ever.
At the same time though, you know, Rich? How'd the night end, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
She had an upset stomach.
She's like, I don't feel good. I better go home.
Yeah, let's go home.
I have the shit.
Nah.
All right.
No, it ended.
Or did you give her
it ended all right.
What, Richard?
It ended good. It wasn't a bad ending to a date, but I'm saying it was like incredible. I mean,
did you kiss her and find something in between the teeth?
I was scared to kiss her. I didn't know what to do.
Ah, she didn't know.
They
don't know
why they're set up, by the way. Was that a straight up blind date?
It was straight up blind date.
No.
Set
it up.
Alright, like what happened?
The car ride back home, she pulls a tater tot out of her pants.
Are you gonna eat those?
Okay, Napoleon.
Napoleon.
Yeah.
Napoleon.
No!
Can I have some of those tots? God. No, so yeah.
that was
a bad experience. But I've had good dates too. Good blind dates.
Blind dates, you know, it's one of those things. It's hit or miss, but that's what it's all about.
People, yeah. It's always a good story.
I've never been on a blind date.
Nor have I.
Never.
I haven't yet to be on one either.
Hey,
what's up on a blind date? Anyone have any ideas? I will go just for an experience.
Awesome.
And now we'll have a double. A double blind date.
It can't be a double blind date.
Because.
I happen to mention that you have standards. I happen to mention my standards. It just all went downhill.
It can't be a double blind.
Shannon's bringing the show down tonight.
Shannon.
Can I make a comment?
I'm turning the mic off.
Kicked out of the room.
I need to make a comment here. Like, I've never hung out with Shannon. This guy is fucking hilarious. Seriously, he's dropping
Shannon
jokes.
Rocks.
I know.
I think Chloe's he's replaced you tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Shannon.
Let's pause a moment for station identification. This is www.geekloveradio. It's 1042.
Broadcasting on rantradio.com.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us this evening. Tonight we have Torin, we have Shannon, Justin, and that's me. We have Adam, we have Mallory, we have Holly, and your host for the night is Richard Leck.
I gave you wine.
You gave me wine.
We're all
hosts
tonight.
We're all hosts. What the hell am I talking?
I think Rich
just has headphones, so he looks cool.
Me and Rich are the OG hosts.
They're the OG hosts?
OG.
What's that mean?
Original gangster.
We're the original hosts. Original gangster. We've been doing this since September.
Way back.
September, man.
So, Rich, are you enjoying this?
The wine?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good wine.
Good for your heart, bud.
It's sweet. I like
to keep you around for a couple of years.
Yeah, let's pull out the emails, guys, and let's see what else we got. Let's get back on track.
I need to read an email. Everybody's been like, hey.
Yeah, let's read more emails.
Let's read another email.
All right. Oh, this one's not the extremely, extremely three-page long one.
Oh, yeah. We don't know if we'll get to that. We only have 20 minutes left.
Yeah, all right. We'll get to this one, and then... hold on. Let's see if this is a good one, though. Alright, let's get to this one. I was watching the screensavers, and I heard about your website, and due to something that I was going through, I decided that it would be worth trying to get your advice. Well, to start things off, I'm pretty much a normal guy. I don't date too often, I've been hurt in the past, and I've tried online dating, which ended up badly. But my current situation isn't bad at all. It's just left me not knowing what to do. Okay, I better say what's going on. About 2 months ago, there was a party for someone my dad worked with, and one of his co-workers brought his daughter, who roughly is the same age. We ended up talking all night, we had a good time, blah blah blah. I couldn't stop thinking of her, and to my surprise, she wanted to give me her number, which really excited me. So she sent me a homemade Christmas card with her home cell phone number on it, and now we talk often. We'll talk for a half hour, an hour each time, depending if we're busy, and if the conversations are always great. The thing is, I keep falling for her more and more. I could be really mad, and think of her and feel happy falling for her more and more, or I could be really mad and just think of her and feel happy inside. Okay, it's totally different than anything else I've felt. That's why I haven't said anything to her now, is how I feel. I've tried dropping small compliments, but nothing too much yet. I don't know if I should just tell her now while I know she's single and doesn't like any other guys. My fear is that it may hurt our friendship and I'll lose someone becoming great friends, but if I don't tell her, I may lose my chance. Any advice? Thanks for your time.
Number one, quit analyzing that situation, buddy.
You're both crushing on each other.
Yeah, you gotta do what feels right. I mean, you can't sit there and double think everything that you're doing. Otherwise, you're gonna tell yourself yes, and the next minute you're gonna tell yourself no. If you like the girl, if you like the girl, and she's single, you gotta go for it, man.
Just listen to your heart. That's what I always do. Okay, Adam. Not that I'm against that, but that's not really true.
I was just quoting a certain movie again.
Yeah.
go for it.
Dude, like, you're not, first of all, if she's like a good friend, it's not gonna, like, if you open up to her and like tell her your feelings, then it's not gonna matter.
I know.
Yeah, she took the time to write a card and like
she dropped like everything.
She's like, call me. I say
chances are good.
I think we have a theme tonight going on. It's this idea that you have to go for it. You know?
Go big or go home.
Exactly.
The
whole idea is that you're going to be alone as long as you sit in the corner and you're afraid.
That's like how it is for everybody.
But you have to get the guts to do it. Otherwise, you're going to be responsible for your own.
And the same slope, you got to do it.
Exactly.
I mentioned this on my blog. I refer to it like this. I refer to it as a game, even though that kind of sounds bad. You even play the game. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But if you lose, you learn something for next time. You learn your different
techniques. Good times.
The game.
Your techniques. Yeah.
Like, don't play any bitch, play Lotto.
Exactly.
So you'll learn from it.
Exactly.
And it's amazing how fast you forget about the bad times, too.
And let's remember, Adam is the only successful date.
And remember, in the whole scheme of things, you find one, that's all you need.
Yeah.
You know, you might have 100 bad, but you find one, that's the person you spend the rest of your life with, maybe. So,
but
it's worth
it. If
you
keep looking on the side, that's cool, too.
If you don't try, you're never going to know. It's, like, the main thing. If you don't try, you're not going to know. So, I mean, like, even if it ruins a friendship, if she can't see past... I mean, obviously, you're going to have feelings, and, like, if you have feelings, you can't really control those. And if she can't understand that, then as being a friend... Valerie, talk.
No, girl,
go.
You finish.
I was just going to say, if she can't see past that and, like, you know, understand things, then
it's
not going to...
And it sounds like you guys have built this really great relationship as friends already, so what's the next step? I mean, they're talking a half an hour all the time, like, every night. The next step, I mean, if you have these feelings... a friendship is going to be... limited if you have these feelings for her and you don't, if you're not honest about them and you keep them.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
Because then you're always going to be thinking, like, what if, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, what if you
get
bad? What if,
like,
exactly.
I should have did that. Like, you'll have a lot of regrets. So
for sure.
I'd say just go
for it.
Awesome. All right, it's 10:50. I'm going to cut us off now.
Yeah, we have to make it for the next show.
Yeah, we'll save the next email for the next show. We'll email you back if you haven't heard your email. We'll email you back our response to it. And because we have a lot of emails. Or instant messages. Be instant messages. We'll get your email and we'll email you back, instant message you back. But we'll get the 800 number thing working. It works, but it's not working. I mean, we can accept the calls.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, well, like, it works now, but it's not working. I don't know how to explain it. But other than that, I think we're done. I'm gonna call it.
You're going to call it a night?
I'm going to call it a night.
So the next show is 28th?
28th.
That's my birthday, by the way, Rich.
The 28th. We'll have a reason to celebrate.
of February?
Yeah, it's my birthday.
No way. I thought it was March 28th.
No,
whose birthday is March 28th? Never mind.
You're like, you did it, huh?
So
22, youngin.
All right, Torin, do you have any shouts for the night?
I don't know.
Say goodnight to your blind date. Thank you.
Yeah, I got a shout out to Ellen. Definitely had a good time. You know, and hopefully me passing out wouldn't look too ridiculous. So, shout out to Richard and Adam and Shannon for having us up. You know,
it's nice to be here, guys.
Yeah, and thanks for unrestricting me because I didn't think I'd ever be allowed on the show.
Was that good? You controlled yourself
you
this
were,
time
you were
a bit more. Shannon, on the other hand,
that's not bitch. Yeah.
So. Once we got to the man beast part, Shannon was gone.
Man beast. All right, Shannon, who's some shout outs for?
He was just joking.
Yeah. I better shout out to Allison. Just don't call her an old lady, dude. That's not cool.
Definitely.
Well. That's about it. I apologize to anybody who I offended tonight. I guess I did a really good job. So
you might offend the man beast, but
is she listening?
Does she know where she is? Yes.
All right, but yeah, I mean, have a safe week, everybody, and tune back in next week.
That's right, man. I'll give a shout out, number one, to my mom. I just want to say hi to my mom.
Is she listening?
She might be listening. I'll have her download it.
Okay.
And I want to give a shout out to Richard's mom.
Okay.
And,
she's listening.
She is listening.
Yeah.
Hi, Dolores. Hola, señorita.
I had salsa in there.
Oh, we have Dolores' famous salsa. Guys, maybe what we'll do is we'll get Dolores to put this in a jar and we can auction it off online or something. Who knows?
Yes. Adam?
I'll give a shout out to Richard's mom too, because she makes some good chili. So,
I think we need to dedicate Mother's Day to Richard's mom, an ideal mother.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right. And shout out to myself.
I'll shout out to Adam, too.
He redid the site, yeah. Man. And he... Yeah. Adam deserves a shout out.
Just to myself.
Just to yourself.
Self-centered today.
Pat your back, Adam. There you go.
Give yourself a...
Shout out to my roommate, Ashley, who's hopefully listening. And
where is this girl?
Damn.
And Richard's really cute little brother.
Nate, ow!
I was going to give a shout out to Nate, too.
He's getting all the women.
What's his single status?
Nate.
Oh, my brother's singing us. Well, he obviously is making up, making...
Let's just remember, Richard could be listening.
No, my parents don't care. He's making good progress with some women, we'll say. But he's still single. Single.
Keep it that way, Nate. Keep it that way.
He's still single.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Nate also. And he's supposed to come visit us soon. And
this is his
really
response to that. This is his response to that. I'll come visit after spring break.
Whatever.
He's like, I'll come visit in March. Or
you can sleep in April. Eric's room.
And also a shout-out to Avi.
Awesome. All right, my turn for shout-outs, I guess, since we're almost done. Do you have closing music set out?
We'll just fade out.
Okay. My shout-outs are to everybody that is listening. Everybody that's listening, people that sent out the emails.
Thanks for the emails. They're great.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, everybody, for emails.
Thanks for sending
the
emails.
Keep them coming. Let's see who else. I'm going to shout-out Adam for...
website.
For the website, yes. Mm-hmm. In the blogs.
Yes.
That he got an
thanks
awesome.
So much.
Never been for the blog.
And I'll shout out Justin, since he's never been shouted out before.
Thanks, man.
And the ladies for being here again.
I made the site pretty.
Shout out for Holly and Mal.
They're pretty hot. We're not going to lie to you.
And then shout outs to Tech TV and then the reporter chick that was here today. And
does she have a name?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't. She didn't leave
is
a number
single?
Either.
Because I am looking.
She's graduated already.
Ooh.
She's older.
1979 she graduated? Oh, 1999. I was like, wow.
Anyhow. Shout outs to MTV, Tech TV, all the TVs.
all your TVs.
All the TVs out there. Kat Schwartz. Let's see who else.
Kat.
And that's about it.
Commander Zig.
He wasn't very talkative.
He was talking the whole time.
Oh, he did.
His quote for the night is, ninjas need love, too.
Ninjas?
That's right.
He's a ninja.
He's got skills.
But nunchuck skills. Nunchuck skills. They're hard to come by nowadays.
Okay. So I think we're done. Alright.
You can't depend on nunchucks
next week. If you have emails, send them into geekloveradio@gmail.com or geeklove@geekloveradio.com. And we have our personal email set up, adam@geekloveradio.com, richard@geekloveradio.com, holly@geekloveradio.com, shannon@geekloveradio.com.
How do you access those?
Allison, it's just...
we'll get it set up.
Maybe let's get Torn and Justin one together. Can we get, like, justintorn@geekloveradio.com?
We're going to have a geekloveradio.com blog service pretty soon.
Yeah.
That's great.
We'll have a hate mail at geeklovradio.com, and it can go to you guys.
Yeah, we'll take care of that. we'll take care of that. Share the love, everyone. Share the love.
Share the love. All right. This is Richard, and I'm out.
Late. And I'm spent.
Awesome. Good job, guys. Good job.